Okay, Boomer, it's time. I was born in 1976, placing me firmly in the X generation. We grew up without cell phones or the internet. We played outside every single day, no matter what. I came home when the streetlights turned on, and arguments can be made whether that life, that less digital life, is better or not, but that isn't the point of this article. This article is to call to action for all of you who are business owners who fit the baby boomer or X generations. You know, if that's your era, it's time. Okay. What's it time for? Well, simply put, it's time for you and your business to get your digital house in order. You cannot wait any longer. You cannot delay or keep saying, well, I need to do more on social media. You simply cannot afford to wait any longer. You just can't. You also cannot afford to put half efforts into your digital and content marketing. These things must happen now. I'm saying this because a lot of my clients fit into this category, into both of those categories, you know, baby boomers or Gen Xers. And some of them are doing great. Others, not so much. And so I'm calling you to action. I know you think because you are my people, and not only am I one of you, but I also have primarily served you as business owners over my last 8 years in business. And I realize that digital and content marketing isn't for everyone. Some of you, like I said, have embraced it fully. Congrats. But enough of you have put it off for years and years because it intimidates and irritates you. And I understand. I've been there. I refused to use Facebook for about 10 years. I didn't like it. I didn't understand it. And it intimidated me. I've recently had three successful local business owners whose businesses are very well established in the market. And they've all told me, I need to do better, do digital marketing better. And my mind is blown when I hear this because I assumed everyone would have already done that like 10 years ago, or at least 3 years ago, but they haven't. And maybe you fall into this category too. So what's holding you back? What is it? Now, on the other hand, you might be thinking, I do digital. I have some search ads. I have some social media posts. I hired an SEO person or whatever version of half measures you've taken. And I'm here to tell you it's time to dig in. It's time to go full in. Don't delay one more minute. I know why you hesitate. I understand your fear and frustration, and I have felt it myself. Whatever you're doing, ask yourself, what can you do better to get and keep attention in the digital space? What can you do better? So here's some basics, okay? You need to make sure of to do, all right? Establish a strong Google business profile along with one for both Bing places as well, okay? And you need to be on Apple Maps if you're a local business, a location. You need to register with Apple Maps, okay? You should also make sure you're getting reviews, lots of them. If your business is newer, it's okay to be in the teens, but if you're established, you should have hundreds or thousands of ratings, depending on the size of business you are, okay? Then you need to be on social media. You need a social media presence, something consistent and something engaging. While this is good, it's not the most important reason to have a social media account. The most important thing is to show up when your client or potential clients are looking for you, researching you, deciding if you are the answer. Think like a consumer. Don't assume that they think only like you. There are 12 sources that people look at when they consider, you know, using a business or doing business with someone. They look at their online reviews and ratings. They look at their website and their online presence to make sure it doesn't look like it's from 1999. They look at their social media activity. They look at their search engine rankings, like how do they show up? Are they, you know, legitimate? Do they show up on the map? They look at customer testimonials. Was your last testimonial 2 years ago? They look at your local presence, your community engagement. Do people like you? Do people refer you? They look for transparency and authenticity. People more and more want clarity on pricing. They don't want a call for quote. Now, some businesses, it's too personalized or too unique to be able to put, to put exact pricing on a website, but you could give ranges. People are looking for brand consistency across all platforms. They want to make sure that you are legitimate. There's too many scams and too many fake things for you to not take these things seriously. People are considering these things. They are going to look for your accreditations and awards, so you should have those listed on your website. They're going to look at word of mouth and personal recommendations, so they're going to talk to their friends. And if your name pops up in their friend's mouth, it's way better. That's why word of mouth is so powerful. They're going to look to your response for customer feedback. So let's say you've gotten some negative reviews. It's really easy to just ignore those or to be really upset about it. Instead, you should take that review as feedback and use that feedback to get better, and always reply. When you do reply to a negative review, make sure you're replying to the next person who sees it, not the person who's so mad that they had to go leave you a review. That next person is going to make their decision based on what they see from you. Everybody messes up sometimes, right? So sometimes when you say, look, we screwed up, we've changed our policy, we're going to do things different, I'm sorry you had this experience, I'm sorry we couldn't see eye to eye, I want you to know I would do everything I can to make this up to you, but I'm sorry that you're having this frustration and that you're so upset with us. At least respond. Don't blame anybody. Don't throw it back in the customer's face. Respond so that the next person who sees that review is like, you know what? That's a stand-up person. They seem like they're, sincerely wanting to help people. And so I still trust them, even though they got this one-star review. And then, of course, make sure your visual and media content is good quality and that it's consistent and that it is something that people can turn to and know who you are because of it. Now, the second mistake I see that business owners are making is not consistently communicating with their clients and potential clients. This one's so basic, and some of you are doing great at it. So if you're doing great, keep doing it. But some of you will follow you on social media, but you need to have social media communication for your clients. You need to have email. You need to have mail. I have clients to send out a monthly mailed newsletter because they want to make sure all their clients have a chance to see them across multiple channels. Something needs to be done on a consistent basis to communicate with your clients. We manage this for several clients, and we have several clients that do it on their own. Find a way to make sure you're communicating consistently. And I know each of these take resources, they take money, they take time, they take energy, but I promise if you start now, you will see an impact, a big impact a year from now and a major one 3 years from now. So you have to just make it part of your schedule and make it happen. It's why I started making this podcast, so that I could communicate more with my clients, with my followers, with people who are considering doing business with me. It's something you honestly cannot afford to not start. So just get started. If you'd like a free digital presence audit, we do a full digital presence audit. We look at your social media listings, your Google presence, your SEO, not just your website, but how everything is performing across the board. It takes us about 3 to 5 days. It's an in-depth evaluation of your business on the digital front. And we will look into it. We'll show you how you're showing up digitally. And you know our style is no pressure. So if you know us, you know we're not going to push you into anything. But with those results, we can come to you and say, okay, here's where you're weak. And here's where you could put some more effort in and how we could help you do that. We seek to bring value and make your business life better. But we do this audit for free. So if you want to know how your business measures up in the digital world, just let us know. We'll put in a free digital presence audit for you with no strings attached. And then we can help you get back on track if you're ready to do that. And to be honest, 3 years from now, you're going to be smiling. So start today. Make sure you're putting in the effort. I'm Ryan Speltz. This is my podcast, the Get Attention Marketing Newsletter and Podcast. And I'd love to help you any way I can. If you have questions, I can answer them in my weekly podcast videos, or if you want to submit something, and I can you can email me or send me a message to their website. So connectionmediaco.com is the website for my marketing company. RyanSpeltz.com is my personal website. But I look forward to hearing from you, and have a great one. Thanks for connecting.